It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I will veto every single beer.
Sorry, I didn't really mean it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. If you are interested in becoming a Buzz Babe, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. You click on Buzz's lovely little picture, and you can register. Just look for him with the martini glass. And also, right now, currently up on the website, some of our candidates for Buzz Babes.
Very nice.
And
it's Friday, an honor just to be invited.
Oh, absolutely. Right. It's probably almost more important to be nominated than it is to be chosen.
That's right.
And we will all be here with the Buzz Babes on Friday when we have BYOB Friday on the show. And it's going to be a good day.
It's already shaping
up to be a huge day with a limousine, and we're getting a destination in line, and we hope you're here, too. So without further ado, let's get to the Hollywood Hot Sheet and find out what's happening in La La Land.
Yeah.
Also coming up on the show, we're going to have H.T. Bissinger. He'll be here to talk about blogs and whatever his latest project is. I know he wrote a book, I think 3 days in August, about Tony La Russa and the St. Louis Cardinals, where he followed Tony La Russa around and got really entree into the clubhouse of a Major League Baseball team.
That's good stuff. So he's something of a sports enthusiast.
I think he's a sports guy. He's been on Costas Now. He was yelling at this guy that had a sports blog. He's an interesting cat, and he's smarter than we are. You know, he wrote a book.
We'll see about that. What does he have in his pants?
Yes, sir. I don't know. It's
money.
Might be oversized.
Oh.
All right, Buzz, what do you have for us now?
Well, first, you need to know that one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends has given him a chocolate starfish for his birthday.
Oh, dear, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really, you know, now I can do this.
Yes. Oh, hello, Hugh.
Yeah, where he said that one of the things I enjoy in the grotto.
What's with your lip?
I'm paralyzed. I'm in my 80s.
Yeah, he's getting
older. You are very old.
Getting older.
I don't understand that at my advanced age how my hair can become so totally greasy.
It's always been greasy, Hugh.
It's been greasy, but in the days where it was jet black, it would look better in the grotto than it does now that it's thinning and gray.
I figure it was all that Vaseline you use in the bedroom.
That's true, but I digress.
Yes,
Will you entertain a question?
I would, of course, yes.
Who wins in a fight between you and Paul Newman?
Oh, that's just cruel.
That's so nakedly cruel.
It is, isn't it? Sorry,
yes,
Hugh.
Starfish.
Hugh Hefner.
I have had a pretty awesome 82nd birthday party back in April, and for starters, and I like this.
It's getting gross, though. It is getting very gross. It was gross 2 years ago, and now it gets grosser every year.
Pamela Anderson, this year, presented Hef with his birthday cake while she was in the nude.
Yeah, well,
that's nice.
That's getting gross, too. The whole thing is just a little weird.
Nice work if you can get it.
I'd watch, though. I'd be sitting there. I'd love to go. We still would love to go.
Yeah.
We'd still do that show in a heartbeat. We would broadcast, you know, as many radio programs have. We have to do this before the guy dies.
Yes. Soon.
He send a Christmas card to Van Patten. We haven't been shut out yet.
If we get we should maybe have Beth Ann work on that. We want an invitation to the mansion.
Well, Hef may be 82 and gross, but he still has 3 live-in girlfriends who are on that Girls Next Door reality TV show.
On the old show, didn't we talk about the fact that he has a certain way of getting it done?
That's where the Vaseline story came from.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
But you know what?
Everything covered in Vaseline.
It wasn't Vaseline. It was baby oil.
Baby oil. I knew it was something greasy.
Because remember,
and he
something
only,
greasy.
And he only finished a certain way.
Yeah,
yes. He didn't finish with anybody else around, if I remember.
Well, they were around. He just didn't require any help, apparently.
Yeah, that's the way he did that.
And am I remembering right that he would watch both varieties of porn?
Yes, you are remembering correctly.
Like gay and straight porn?
That is what we heard, yes.
Okay, all right, very good. Well, a chocolate starfish?
That's the 3 girls. Had what I think is a pretty wild gift for him for his birthday.
Wild.
Kendra Wilkinson, one of the babes, says, quote, "We gave him chocolate body parts. We molded our body parts and gave it to him, and he ate them all." "I molded what you could call a chocolate starfish," she says. "It was white chocolate, and I put a dark chocolate thing right in the middle."
How you doing? Classy lady.
Yes, sir.
She says you'll see it. Classy lady. You'll see it on the show coming up. So there's a reason.
I think I know exactly what she did.
Go on living.
I think she did that. You know, that doesn't bother me, though.
You're okay with that.
I am okay with that.
As long as you know it's real chocolate.
I'm okay
White
with it.
White chocolate isn't chocolate.
I'm okay with it until Hef starts eating because, you know, he probably eats like an old person with his mouth just going,
put it in a blender.
Yes.
chop it up, dice it, put some shavings on my oatmeal.
When you get old, like past 80, uh-huh. you just require sweets. You crave sweets.
Well, old people, old women and old men are far different. I think, you know, I see a lot of them down in Florida when I go down there, and you've got the old men uh-huh. that in many cases you cross that threshold where suddenly you see the 80-year-old women that have to take care of the 80-year-old men. And it's sad in mm-hmm. a way, but I mean, you
it
do see
that. It happens the other way, too, but
occasionally,
not as often.
But not nearly yeah. as often.
Right.
Right now, you know, F's a normal guy. He's aging the normal way. And you're going to see probably in the next 3 or 4 years, it's going to be the reality show with Hef not being able to hear the dinner bell.
Yeah.
You know, here you go. You know, they'll say, here, have a all piece right. of candy, and they'll hand him cake.
He, you know what? He still shows up. He is a
he
great
does.
Talking head on documentaries and things like that.
I'd kill to get Hef on this show.
I bet we could get him.
I would kill to have Hugh Hefner on this show. I would love to. I mean, really, when you talk about iconic, good Lord.
There was
I mean, I go back to 13, discovering, you know, going to my father's college roommate's house, mm-hmm. and his son had gone to Vietnam
yeah.
and then come back and moved out. And in the closet, as tall as me, and I was 14 years old.
This was not uncommon.
As tall as me was a stack of Playboys.
Wow.
And they said, listen, and they were having a party downstairs for all the grown-ups in the neighborhood. And they said, Mike, do you mind just watching TV upstairs? And I'm like, I'm okay.
Don't come up here.
It was great because they would yell up the stairs. You know how adults do with a party?
Sure.
You doing okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm right in the middle of a movie. It's really good. And I had literally these Playboy magazines just strewn spray out all
everywhere.
Over.
Downstairs,
all
you could hear was the keys going in the fishbowl.
Yeah. It was just swing town. That's what it was, Rob.
Buzz, did you see any of the four-part sex documentary that was on the Independent Film Channel?
I did not.
It was very good, and Hef is all over it. And he's still really accessible to projects like that
yeah,
because
yeah.
he was there.
It really, look, I look back with fondness on Hugh Hefner because when you think about...
He's a pioneer.
You think about the woman standing in front of the fireplace. That's one of the...
Deborah Jo Fondren. I was going to say, God. In one of those stacks of Playboys was a magazine featuring the lovely Deborah Jo Fondren standing in front of a fireplace, one of the finest photographs ever taken by man.
I would entertain all stories about Playboy magazines. You know, your first experience...
And
know,
he gave
without
that
the
us.
Great detail, of course. We don't need that, but
no.
I really... I'd love to hear... Anyone else that had those formative stories about Playboy mm-hmm. where you would discover them? A lot of, you know, times you would go to somebody's house and dad had them or, you know, because, you know, men would, there were different levels of prudishness
yeah.
in certainly in the New England household, and you would see certain dads would have them yeah. and then certain, you know,
well,
dads wouldn't.
I think you and I were lucky. You know, we were talking to Chad and Oscar and they didn't get to enjoy the kind of upbringing yeah. we did.
And this was the kind of music you would hear in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
This was the theme to Playboy After Dark.
Playboy After Dark, which was a television show,
right.
which I tried to stay up for and watch
sure.
on TV,
hoping.
Thinking that it was like the magazine. It
hoping
was nothing like the
all.
Magazine.
No.
I mean, you had some playmates running around, but really it was more like, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. hanging out on the couch.
Yeah, with Peter Lawford.
It really was. Rat Pack days.
My best Playboy revelation was, I can tell you exactly where I was. I was in room 312 of Johnson Hall in college when I saw the first centerfold younger than me.
That's
yeah.
another moment, Rob.
That hits you.
You realize, and it's shocking, isn't it?
Oh, it's like you've been hit with a rock.
You look at the date and you go, oh, my God. It's the first, really, that is something nobody ever talks about when it comes to Playboy.
If only I felt ashamed.
You look at that and you say, hey, I guess I'm starting to get old now.
Yeah.
But that discovery.
I can't score with them now. Oh. I can't score with them in the future.
They're younger than me
now. Yeah.
And when you think of that stack of Playboys in the closet, mm-hmm. I will never forget that moment. You know what, Beth Ann? Book Hugh Hefner. I would love to get that gentleman on the show. And then if we get him on the show, then maybe we get an invite. You know, I won't say he's gross anymore.
Tell
I promise.
Him we want to promote his Girls Next Door show.
Right. As a matter of fact, I take that back.
Mm.
As I try to be as hypocritical as I possibly can.
Keep trying.
Yes, I will try harder and harder.
I have somewhere at home a website that has every centerfold.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's
yeah.
pretty fascinating to watch. I mean, even from a historical perspective.
Everybody wants to talk about this now. Let's go.
Can't
to Brian.
Imagine.
Brian in Kansas, what's your Playboy discovery?
Well, now I'm 32. Back whenever I was going into the fifth grade, mm-hmm. I was over at my friend's house, and his dad had a shed out in the backyard, and we went. I don't know if he wasn't allowed to keep him in the house or not. But,
that was yeah. the deal with a lot of dads. You know, you can't keep him on. You don't bring him into the living room. You can't have him.
Or
in
their
there.
Wives would ban them to
yeah,
outside.
Exactly.
Put those in the garage.
You don't need those around here.
Put them in the shed.
So you discovered him out in the shed.
Yes, he had like a bench, and it was one of those benches that are built into the walls, and you can sit on, because you can also lift up the seat where you can sit.
Like a window seat.
And I bet they were under the seat, right?
That's exactly where they were, and there were just a lot of them. And I mean, it was like overload for a boy. You know, back then they did not shave, and those issues, they were not shaved as they are now.
Right.
You know, but I just learned a lot real quickly about what was going to happen in the future as far as hair and all that stuff.
Yeah, okay, enough with the hair.
It really shocked him.
Seems to be focused on the hair.
Made an impression.
Boy, there's hair. How
on
about
the lad.
That? Well, you know, it taught a lot of boys what was going on.
It sure did.
Bill, you got a Playboy story for us?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
my buddy, dad was a barber in this very small town, and it was full of all the deer heads and antelope and all of that.
Right.
And on Sundays, we'd volunteer to go in and clean the shop. And, of course, there were tons of Playboys, and so we would go and sit there. And his dad one time came in and kind of walked in on us and said, well, how's American Hunter these days? And so, you know, being 10 years old with red ears, red faces, we never heard the end of it.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Neither did we. Buzz, how about more on the Hollywood hot sheet? That would be officially the last Playboy
story. How amazing that you could take such a great topic and kill it that quickly.
You know what, Rob? I'm not giving up. I swear to God. Let's go to Corey. Corey in Dumfries, Virginia. Corey, tell us your Playboy tale. Get it?
Hey, I have a slightly different Playboy story.
Yeah.
My brother and I found a stack of them at a construction site. We were living overseas at the time.
Right.
And I found out that I wasn't very interested in them. And we also found another magazine that had a couple guys in it. And that's what turned me on.
The direction you went.
Wow. I was looking at my brother, and my brother was like, why are you looking at those pictures?
A moment of discovery. Corey, was that the singular moment you discovered you were gay?
Well, it was the beginning, I guess. Yeah,
clarified.
That was one of those things.
Clarified things for you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Gary, Corey, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm going to give you a T-shirt for that one.
Awesome.
I like that story.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
That is great.
I discovered the Playboys, and I just wasn't interested
just
in them at all.
He liked the articles.
You know, but we're not giving away a free T-shirt for every gay. It's not going to work that way.
Many of them.
That's our policy.
Richard, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Good. How are you guys today?
We're doing good. We're talking play. I think Penthouse should be included in this, too. Because
and eventually
it was.
A lot of the dads that loved, you know, and I swear to God, that was the real find. I think I think the guy's room might have had a few Penthouses also.
Wow.
That's gold. In those days, that was gold.
Oh, my God, because Penthouse showed everything.
Well, certainly more than Playboy.
Incredible. What's your story there, Richard?
My dad, back in the late 60s and early 70s, actually was a photographer, and he was published in both Playboy and Penthouse.
Oh, man.
And he had like 5 or 6 years worth of subscription under his nightstand.
Oh,
and coincidentally, in line with the other guy's story, when I saw the D&Bs in Penthouse, that's when I knew I wasn't gay.
Another clarifying
another
moment.
T-shirt to balance it out. There you go.
Fair enough.
All right, Buzz, we digress. Go ahead.
Well, that was a fun digression, I'll tell you that. Tom Hanks, shockingly, didn't make this year's Forbes Celebrity 100. He's always there, not this year.
All right, Tom Hanks, let me see.
Stupid, juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
Tom Cruise.
Not a fan.
The list has not been officially released yet. We don't know who's on it, but Forbes did drop a list yesterday of the celebrities who have fallen off the list, and they include Tom Hanks, who was at number 11 last year. He's not even the top 100 this year.
Right.
Adam Sandler, who was number 45 last year, gone.
These are just guys. Now, do they do this solely on the cash, solely on money?
No, this is Hollywood power, isn't it?
Or right. It's a combination of earning power along with the amount of buzz they generate in the media.
Get
it,
the buzz.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Pardon my use of the word.
That's all right.
Scarlett Johansson, hot. Number 77 last year, she's fallen off the list.
Oh, poor thing. She can cry on my shoulder anytime she wants.
Danica Patrick's fallen off the list of top 100. She was 95 last year.
Incidentally, getting back to Playboy and Penthouse.
Sure.
Penthouse could go back to the way it used to be.
Please. Uh-huh.
Penthouse has really got to go back to the way
it used to be. Go back to your roots.
Because there's got to be that magazine. The Penthouse was the bridge to all the real smutty smut.
Right.
But Penthouse still had some hot-looking Playboy-style models. Uh-huh. They just did more than the other ones.
The Penthouse Pets.
And it was glossy.
It
was well
glossy.
Put together.
It had some articles in it that were, you know, kind of hip,
nicely
just like
shot.
Playboy did. Mm-hmm. But you had the women that were doing things. And then right at the point where they started being really, really naughty, some of us really enjoyed them.
those photos.
And that's about the time.
I'm doing that particular thing that we really like.
That's about the time free porn was all over the internet, and that led to the death of Penthouse as we knew it, and ultimately Playboy as we know it.
Because now, isn't Penthouse almost like Playboy now?
When more I like Maxim.
And Playboy's more like Maxim. Yeah, it's true.
See, we just have to have a little more. A little more, guys.
More, please.
I'd love to. Wouldn't you go back? I'd buy Penthouse and Playboy more often if they had more of, you know, what we all love it for.
In a flash. And if only we could talk to Hugh Hefner, we could tell him that.
We're going to get it. We're going to get you on the show. And incidentally, I will not bust his balls, so to speak.
Oh, no.
I will be reverent to Mr. Hugh Hefner.
Yeah. He's going to wear pajamas that day?
And then we'll all wear pajamas.
I'll wear my robes.
And then at the very end, I'll say, Hef, we were thinking about a trip out to Los Angeles. It's possible.
We'd love,
Then he'd complain that his hearing aid was going on.
Yeah, I didn't understand you from the grotto. Yeah, sure.
A lot of dropping water at the grotto.
A lot of people want to talk about this.
Of course they do. It's a great topic.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Fairfax, Virginia.
Fairfax, Virginia, do you have a Playboy story for us?
Yes, I do. Playboy and a Penthouse story.
Okay, go ahead.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes, go right ahead.
You are on the air,
You are on the air. You have about 1 second before I hang up on you.
Yes, sir. Yes, my Playboy and Penthouse story. Penthouse was absolutely that moment. One of the best three moments of my entire life.
Top three.
When you saw your first Penthouse, is that what you're talking about?
I mean, my dad had a small stack of, I'm 42, so I'm giving you my date here.
Okay, that's all right. That's about right. That's in the wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. I was a kid, and my dad had a small conservative stack of Playboys, mm-hmm. and then my best friend up the street, his dad had a big stack of Penthouses.
Yeah.
And that was one of the defining moments of my entire life.
Yeah. Okay. For a lot of people, it was.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yes, the Penthouse was a big deal.
The underlying theme here is there's reverence for these magazines when you hit that age bracket.
Oh, my God, Penthouse the
And that's
first
why
time.
There has to be some reverence for Hef because he made that all possible.
Yeah.
And then Guccione from Penthouse went into the film business for one movie, Caligula.
That's right.
And Caligula had both sex and violence.
Yes, it did.
Almost, it was like porno quality sex.
It was the first big budget porno.
Yeah, it was fantastic. You had your big budget porno and your big budget gratuitous violence.
Sure.
Everything in America, good love.
Still have that DVD.
All right, Buzzy.
Jessica Alba fell off the top 100 Forbes list of celebrities this year. She was 78 last year. Jessica Simpson's fallen off the top 100 along with Vince Vaughn and, I can't believe this, Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, what a shame.
I'm so tired.
She's a bit of all right. Mm-hmm. Well, before we go, let me show you these cross-dressing pictures of boxer Oscar De La Hoya that have been circulating on the internet. Apparently,
do you remember those? They were out like, 5 months ago?
Now, that's not cross-dressing as much as he looks like he's just wearing one of those giant fishnet things and he's being funny. No, he's got the ladies'
he's got
pumps
heels
on.
Too.
Yeah, but if you examine the underwear closely, there's nothing going on in there. And now we know why the photographs are fake.
Oh, they're photoshopped?
Have been analyzed, and it's clear now that his head was glued on to whoever's attractive body.
The original Golden Boy.
That's right.
Yes.
Golden Boy Productions, Oscar De La Hoya. You know, one thing I didn't mention in Atlantic City on the weekend when I was at the fight, and he got a chance to see the preening Michael Buffer.
Oh, he's a great man, isn't he?
Yeah, a wonderful human being. Talk about a guy that walks in. Hello.
Not fond of him.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Coming up in the final buzz, man claims the world ends tomorrow, and Bush says he has regrets.
All right, We're going to just grab our Playboys and Penthouses. And coming up, Buzz Bissinger. He'll be on the show, the author of Friday Night Lights. We'll ask him. I'm sure he'll share with us if he's got any Playboy or Penthouse stories for us.
Or we or Cherry.
And we will be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.